But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso, where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epher Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
How many of us are set for an encounter with the Holy Ghost?
Today,
there will be the impartation of the Spirit. Many of us, our life is like a dry land waiting for the rain to fall. Today, that rain will fall. There is a technology God has set in your destiny. There are many things that will grow once the water lands on it. The seed of greatness is inside you. But when the water touches that land this night, everything God has hidden on your inside begins to come alive. This is why we gathered to touch the Spirit of God this night. Because the scripture that God's servant read for us this evening, in Isaiah chapter 32 verse 15, he says, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, suddenly that place that was a wilderness will become a fruitful field. So your life can be a wilderness. No need to complain. No need to feel bad. Just contend for the Spirit to be poured upon you. Just in case you are here and you have touched a measure of the Spirit, there is room for more. Because the Bible says, apart from being a fruitful field, that fruitful field can become a forest.
Bible says,
this is why yesterday I took out time to teach line upon line and precept upon precept. It was because I wanted to establish doctrine. I wanted to show us why we needed the Spirit. So we had to go back to see how we lost it in the first place. And yesterday I also took out time to put out the salvation call. So that just in case you are not sure if you are with Jesus or not, let's clear that by us. I hope you understand tonight that your life can never remain the same. I want you to tell the person by your side, you are welcome to an encounter. I began to read from Psalm 110 from verse 1 yesterday. And I was sharing in verse 1 and in verse 2, because of the stream of inspiration that opened up, we couldn't go to verse 3, which is the theme of this conference. So today we would commence from verse 3.
In Psalm
110 verse 3.
Enyom oha edu imumiensa.
The Bible said, thy people shall be willing.
Go ahead. Ebenya ope
in the day of thy power. In the beauties of holiness. From the womb of the morning.
Every anopa awum.
Thou hast the dew of thy youth.
Wona owo enkwa bosio ema yembranti bremu.
You remember yesterday I began to read in verse 1 how the Bible makes it clear that the Lord said unto my Lord.
Obekai na ochiremu se irade ka chire mirade.
Sit thou at my right hand. Until I make thine enemies thy footstool.
It
says, I will send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Now in verse 3, he says, thy people shall be willing. Something you will observe in verse 2 is that he says, rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. And verse 3 began with thy people. It means it's not everybody that is your enemy. It means there are people that are on your side in this army. It means you cannot do what God has sent you to do alone. There is a network of spiritual men that must align before the purposes of God can come to pass. It is that kind of network that have established the relationship between I and pastor. It is a network of spiritual men. Sometimes when you meet for the first time, it will look like you have known yourself for many years. Because your connections are eternal. You have known yourself in a realm beyond time before. So when you come around yourself, it is easy to pick up from where you left in eternity. While there are other people that will be pretending like they are your friends, and you will not know why you will never trust them. You will try to be free around them, but your soul will refuse. Because this kind of connection, only your spirit can approve who is your friend. He says, rule thou in the midst of your enemies. But verse 3 says, thy people shall be willing. Who are your people? Who are those ones that have been ordained to help you fulfill the purpose of God? Do you realize that Jesus, although he is God, needed to locate his people in earth before he carried out his assignment?
Okay, say yes, oye nyankopon de nenso e wo se ohuni man no na djuma obaye no ye.
At different junctions that Jesus had a need, there was already a person on earth designed to cover that need.
Baby bia yesu do ya ohie bibi no na nipa bi gina jot to a obo ano.
They needed a space for the last supper.
Na ohia baby a yebekwa urade didi wo.
There is someone to meet that need.
Obi,
they needed an ass, a coat of an ass for him to ride upon. There is a human being to meet that need. Listen, for every season, every junction, every point of your destiny, God has a man for you. Say, I want you to be dangerously angry. I want you to be saying it as I'm saying it, with the emotion I'm saying it. It's important.
Yes,
you know, the man by the pool of Bethesda.
Okay, Papa, no, that is Subura, no.
He was lying down there, helpless.
No, Odawa, onti minya.
And Jesus came and asked him, "What do you want?"
Now, yes, the baby said, "Then I'll pay."
The man says, "I have no man."
I'm
praying for somebody this evening.
And you may bump by a baby.
May you never be in need of men and not have any. There are days when you will not be sensitive to what is happening in the heavens concerning your destiny. Listen, spiritual man and spiritual woman. You will not always be spiritual at all the time. There are times where God will wake somebody up to pray for you, although you are a spiritual man. Even you too, you need help. There are parts of your body your eye cannot see. Although you have two eyes, everything at your back, you will need to trust another to help you. This rare view that is here is the work of your people. They are the ones that will help you in that regard. God did not intend for you to do everything in your life by yourself. In fact, when God was through creating man, he came to the point that it is not good for man to be alone. You see, when I said this now, some people were smiling because they thought it's marriage we're talking about. The first need God identified in man was companionship. You cannot, it's not good to be alone. And so many of us have manifested in time. But so far so good, you have been doing everything by yourself. Quality destiny helpers have not entered your life yet. For two reasons. Number one, they cannot recognize you. Number two, you are not expecting them. Listen, there are people here who are even bragging that God knows that everything they have, they suffer to get it. That's nothing to be proud of. There must be a chapter and detail and things in your life that only God can explain how you got it. This is how your life becomes a testimony. Can I look at your life this night and say, sister,
brother,
can you explain to us how you are able to enter a resort that is supposed to take 20 years in 1 year? Can I look at a brother, a sister this night and ask you, can you explain to me how people leave all other shops in the market and come straight to your own shop? I hope you know that as it is at the moment, you must be helped by the Spirit of God. There are many of us struggling and our bailout is just to trust the Holy Ghost. Jesus lived his whole life trusting the Holy Ghost. And so we began in verse 3 by, thy people shall be willing.
Verse 3, they say,
in the day of thy power. Please tell the person by your side the day of thy power.
Please
tell the other person the day of thy power. Which day is the day of your power? You will see that the Bible didn't say days, it said day. What day is the day of your power? In Acts chapter 1 verse 8. The Bible began to speak concerning a very heavy prophecy. It says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Did you remember me teaching yesterday that I said if you receive Jesus, you have received the Holy Ghost? This is the scripture that supports that particular school of thought. It says you will receive power. If English means anything, it says power will come after you have received the Holy Ghost. Is that in your Bible? It means you will receive the Holy Ghost different and you will receive power different. What many people are waiting for actually is the manifestation of the power of the Spirit, not the Spirit as a person.
The Spirit as a person
is the most important ingredient, and you have it already. The reason why this is how it was laid out in the scripture. The reason why you are not permitted to receive power before you receive the Holy Ghost. You will receive the Holy Ghost, then you receive power.
It's
because power is intoxicating. Power is exciting. If you don't receive the Holy Ghost first to mold your character, to teach you how to dispense this hallowed commodity, you will misuse power. Just imagine power in the hand of a short-tempered man. The slightest provocation, he will cause a nation. This is what the old covenant did not have. They had power.
No, to me.
But they didn't have the presence of the Holy Ghost. So children can look at a prophet and crack a joke with him. A simple joke that children cracked.
No.
The prophet was offended. And he says, if I be a man of God, let beer come out for God's sake. And children were killed. God was watching. Why did you use power like this? Because there's no Holy Ghost to guide the use of power. A king will send people. It's a king that sent them. They did not come by themselves. So the person that if a king call you and send you, won't you go?
So
now a king called and a people and said, go and bring a prophet for me. And they went and met Elijah resting on top of a rock. And they said, the king said we should tell you that you should follow us. Elijah says, if I be a man of God, let fire fall.
Elijah says,
it came to pass when God has corrected this module.
Yes.
The disciples of Jesus wanted to walk in that arrogance. And they say, Master, should we call down fire like Elijah? Jesus said, shut up. You don't know the spirit that is within you. The Holy Ghost will teach you your fingers to war and your hands to fight. So that when you are using power in this kingdom, you are using it to really fight what the true enemies are. The enemy is not your neighbor. The enemy is not your mother. He says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the spiritual wickedness in high places, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. If you use power and kill your fellow man, like there are many of us in this hall this evening, you have targeted somebody. You say, unless I'm not a man of God, we will see. If you kill that man, the spirit that is using him will move to another
man.
Because we know that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, the weapons of our warfare cannot be carnal. This is why I need you to know exactly why the Holy Ghost have to stay on your inside and begin to form the fruit of the Spirit. So that when he had built that fruit, you can use power well. Maybe we will now understand that scripture better. And ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. If something will happen after another thing has happened, it means what will happen first, then on the ground of what has happened, you will now receive the other.
As Genesis,
you would receive the Holy Ghost, but you will not be a loud person yet. He will be teaching you. He will be molding your character. There are people hearing my voice this night. This night is your day of power. You know what you have on your inside, it is too powerful. If they give it to a selfish man, he will use it to build an empire for himself. If you know the kind of power on your inside, there is something you will be exercising. It's called self-control. Many things you know you can do, but you will tame yourself. Listen, I need somebody tonight to vow. Tell yourself I'm more than this. Tell yourself there is power on my inside. Tell yourself from this night I walk in power. You know why? Because many of us, the Holy Ghost has been on our inside all this while. But this night is that fulfillment. You will receive power. There are different kinds of power we will be receiving this night. There is the first layer of power every Christian needs. It's the power over demons, serpents, and scorpions. So Jesus says, behold, I give unto you power to trample upon snakes and scorpions. Snakes means devils. The scorpions there in that context is the demonic horde that operates with the devil.
If
you don't have power, you cannot trample upon snakes and scorpions. And the Bible says, and over all the work of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Na Bible si tumi no ewo otanfu no nyuma nyina na biblia ntimi nya ohwe.
How many people here are tired of stagnation, tired of affliction in their families?
Ye musa na ya bre enkobiesi abrabo ebusia mu ya.
How many people here are tired of running from witches and wizards? How many people here are tired of ungodly pattern in their family? What you need is power over serpents and scorpions. It is that power that makes Satan a lie in your life. Guess what the Bible said? He says you will take up deadly things and it will not hurt you.
Bible say obefa
is because of power. It's just because of power. Guess what? Works in power. It's because your enemy has power, that is why they give you power also. Because since serpents and scorpions and the enemies have power, if they don't give Moses will never go to Egypt if he there is power in darkness. Don't go and stand before Pharaoh until you have seen the burning bush. I hope you know that when Moses turned water to blood, the magicians of Pharaoh also replicated it.
Moses
it is because we know that there is power in the world of darkness. That is why we too are sons of light. We insist that we need our own power. I will have to go to Joel chapter 2. Verse 28. I want everybody to read it if we have it displayed on our screen.
Our screen is in Yankaye.
At the count of two, one, two, go. I want to support this scripture. With Acts chapter 2. This same prophecy is contained in Acts chapter
2.
And so I want the people at the media to help me find the verse in Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 verse 17. Which day is the day of your power?
He
says, and it shall come to pass. In the last days. In the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. Which day is the day of your power? The day of your power is the day of the Spirit. And it is as soon as he pours out his Spirit upon all flesh that men are qualified for power. So let's go back to our main text. Psalm 110 verse 3. Let me show you exactly the details inside the scripture before we pray. So he says, thy people shall be willing.
in
the day of thy
power.
First, like I said yesterday, it will be in the beauties of holiness. This is the first emphasis of the Spirit, is to teach you compliance with the way of the kingdom. You cannot judge disobedience until your own obedience is complete.
So,
in the day of your power, as they talked about that, the next thing is in the beauties of holiness.
The
first labor of the Spirit is to teach you the ways of the Lord, which is holiness. I want to show you two prepositions in this scripture. Very sensitive.
It
says, from the womb of the morning.
Every anopa awomu.
What is the womb of the morning?
Anopa awudiemu nanedeng.
The womb of the morning is where every day is born from.
A honey baby at yawo edebia.
The womb of a woman is where a baby is kept, it or grows until it is born from. The reality of every day is built inside the womb of the morning. There are many people that just open their eye into a day and receive anything the day brings for them. There are few people that journey to the womb of the morning and create their own result before the day starts. The womb of the morning is a location in priesthood. It is a location in prayer. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth.
It
says, and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Inside this darkness, the Spirit of God began to move. The Bible says the Spirit moved.
Bible says, "Honhom no ekoye."
You don't know the things he did when he moved. But as soon as God was done doing everything he wanted to do, he said, "Let there be light."
So the reason for the
light is to come and announce what you have done inside darkness. That period of darkness when the Spirit moves is the womb of the morning. If you don't know the location called the womb of the morning, it will be at the receiving end. Anything you see in the day, accept it. I hope you know that witches go for meetings while you are sleeping. I hope you know witches know the people that will die tomorrow because they already finished their case this night. Where did they finish them from? The womb of the morning.
They
know those who will die by accident. They know those who die on their bed as though they slept and never woke up. In fact, there are charms and amulets that only inside darkness do herbalists move to do what they
do.
They know that the night is when men sleep. And so if you see any man that is active in the night, doing something with his destiny, spirits are asking questions, who is this one?
It is
who is this one that does not behave like men? Because men are supposed to be sleeping by that time. But you are powered by another economy. You refuse to give sleep to your eyes because you wanted to secure tomorrow. Have you found out that anytime Satan wants to attack you, he brings you into unusual sleep?
Yes, sir.
You'll just be dozing off, just be sleeping.
Now we shall promo.
Even now inside this church, there are people that are sleeping. Tell somebody, wake up!
Sorry, nah, soda.
There is the womb of the morning where results are bettered from.
He says,
from the womb of the morning.
A free anopa awud diemu.
You know, I want to be honest with everybody this night. If we practice these things,
say you understand me, maybe nantia,
you will be a sign and a wonder.
Oh, be ye wanwa, na oh be ye who?
You know there are times the Holy Ghost wakes you up and you ignore him and still sleep.
What do you say after the day? I'm going to cry now. Now I say I'm going to cry.
You know what he was waking you up for?
He
is calling you, come, let's go to the womb. Let's go and put something so that when light comes, light only reveals.
Light,
make your moves in darkness. Not too many people maximize that location called the womb of the morning. Men ought always to pray. What did you think he was talking about in Isaiah 32 verse 15?
Then what did you say? Oh, Isaiah.
It says until the spirit. That until is prayer, is posture. The posture there is priesthood. I will not move until. The scripture says, if thy cloud be full of rain, they will empty themselves.
Bible says,
how do you make your cloud full of rain? You allow cloud, you allow water to gather. That's to a track record of priesthood. You know how you will touch power this night?
And I said,
there's only one way. The formula has not changed from time immemorial. In Jude chapter 1, verse 20.
Jude.
It says, building up yourself. Nobody will help you with this one. You build up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. When you see us praying, it's because we are trying to download power. Sometimes we see some nightmares, we receive some warnings from people, and we become scared. Even as a servant of God, you can be scared. But then we switch mode immediately. We begin to pray in another tongue. Suddenly, confidence begins to come as a sign that power has arrived. There is power inside you, but you must start the generator. That generator is prayer. All power by starting that generator. There is sickness in your body, brother, on that generator. You are trusting God for the heavens over your life to open, brother, on that generator. You will not be a victim forever. The power of God will be made manifest upon your life this night. And after that power, the wilderness will become a fruitful field. And the fruitful field will become a forest. God is doing a new thing. Because this is the day of our power. I know that this is the moment God has created me for. I refuse to miss this moment of power. Because it is the day of the Holy Ghost. And so I know that power power is my inheritance. I also call you this night to refuse to leave this place until you have received power. Power is for all of us, not for pastors. Every believer should walk in power. You must decide you must carry power this night. I must receive power. Have you received the Lord Jesus?
What did Jesus Christ already?
I need you to respond. Have you received the Lord Jesus?
What did he need?
You know the next thing you need now?
Power.
To me. He says, and ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then you can be witnesses. Have you tried to live your life using abilities, you know, trying to make it work? What you need, brother, sister, now is power. I want somebody to meditate and think for the next 30 seconds on how their life has been going all this while. I want you to ask yourself one simple question. Do I want to remain like this? Do you want to be explaining why Satan attacked you, what happened, this and that, or you want power? If you need that power of the Holy Ghost, it is a baptism that will happen this night. But there is a way we assess that power. Everybody must journey to the womb of the morning. It is through priesthood, through prayer. And so tonight, just like the early apostles, they were gathered together in one accord, and they were praying for that baptism. Tonight, God has gathered us, and we will pray for that baptism. We will contend for that baptism. We would cry for that baptism. And the Holy Ghost power will come upon us. Then our lives will change forever. This is what Jesus will do in this place. If you are ready, can you be on your feet? If you are ready for a turnaround, a new encounter, can you be on your feet? I am inviting you now to begin to cry to the Lord, baptize me with power. Holy Ghost, come upon me.
So,
make sure you are praying wherever you are. God wants to use young and old. God is doing a new thing. A new thing he is doing.
Ragadosa. God wants to use young men and old men. Go ahead and pray. Please close your eyes wherever you are and shut out distractions. Just close your eyes and pray. Oh Holy Ghost, fill me up. Go ahead and pray.
Ragabano,
The anointing of the Holy Ghost will come upon seven people now. The anointing of the Holy Ghost will come upon seven people now. You help me bring them out. Let me lay my hands on them. At the count of three, we will shout Jesus. When we shout that name, the anointing of the Holy Ghost will come upon people. And the fire of God will descend upon them. It will begin to change them from the inside. Are you ready? At the count of three, we will shout Jesus. And the power of God will come upon people. One in the name of Jesus. Two in the name of Jesus. Three right now.
Jesus!
Holy Ghost! Jesus! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Please bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Holy Ghost. Can we lift up our hands? All eyes closed, please. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Just lift up your hands as a sign of expectation. Lift up your hands as a sign of expectation. At the count of three, we will shout that name, Jesus. And the fire of the Holy Ghost will come upon us. Ushers, help me, help me, help me, help those people and bring them out. One, two, three, right now. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Your fire! Praying where you are. Just make sure you are praying. The gifts of the Spirit are about to come upon us. The gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit. I'm seeing the seeing eyes and the hearing ears. The rise of prophetic people. A new prophetic people. Your eyes is opening now. Your ears is opening now. The Holy Ghost is touching you now. Holy Ghost, touch by fire. Touch by fire. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Fire upon you now. Now, upon our altar. I give you
a double measure. Fire.
Holy Ghost, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, I supply fire, a double portion, a double portion, fire upon your altar. You become another man, another man. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, fire upon her. There are people, listen, there are people the Holy Ghost wants to deliver now. The Holy Ghost wants to deliver some people. He wants to deliver them from the stronghold of darkness. At the count of three, we will shout that name, Jesus. And your life will change. One, in the name of Jesus. Two, in the name of Jesus. Three, right now.
Jesus!
Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Upon you now, I stretch my hands upon them. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost come upon them now. Double portion. Now, upon him. Double portion. Holy Ghost, double portion, double, double portion, double portion.
Out of my belly shall flow.
Holy Ghost, rivers, double portion,
rivers of living water.
Holy Ghost, the fire of water. Listen, the power of God wants to raise a generation from the worship team. Lift up your hands, everybody. I declare over you now, by the hand of the Lord and the power of his spirit, let fire come upon some of you and let your life be changed. Holy Ghost, touch, 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 touch. Over all of you here, all of you here, raise up your hand. Everybody here, look at me, look at me, look at me, just look at me. Holy Ghost, by your fire, anoint men and women for your work. Raise them now. Touch, touch, and touch. Begin to touch them now.
Rivers of living water. Let it flow, let it flow.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. A new team. A new team. A new team. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, fire. Holy Ghost, fire, fire upon her, fire upon her. Lastly, listen. Listen, give me your attention. It's important. Before we go, there are people the Holy Ghost wants to anoint for the work of the ministry. He wants to give them power to be a witness of his name. The same way he had bestowed upon us. He wants to anoint men for the work of ministry. I don't know where they are scattered, but I know you are here. And the Holy Ghost is insisting on your life. Now I stretch my hands over you. And I declare, the fire of God come upon your head now. Now. Holy Ghost, arrest them. Don't let them escape. Come upon them like a man of war. See the presence of the Holy Ghost. See the Holy Ghost choosing you. I see a prophetess. I see a prophetess. I see a prophetess. Holy Ghost, touch. Help that lady. It's a new season. It's a new season. Such as I have, I give to you. I give to you. I give to you. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Another measure. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Receive the baptism.
Glory to God. We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anacazomissioninternational.ami or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.